Adrian, Travis Henry had a similar knee injury to you this year, and he said he's been kind of 70%, you know, all the way back. Would you say that's where you're at following your knee injury?
No. Yeah, I would say I'm probably a little, you know, further along with my healing. It's been, what, 5-6 weeks, so, you know, but, you know, different, you know, two different people, so our body's probably, you know, definitely heals different, so that probably has a lot to do with it.
Adrian, when you were going back to when you were drafted, I mean, you know, obviously Minnesota had Chester already. What did you think your role was going to be this year? Did you think you'd be able to play as much and have as big of an impact as you've had?
Yeah. I knew what I was bringing to the table, and, you know, I'm pretty sure those guys knew by drafting me. So, you know, I just came in with the attitude to just come in and contribute any way I could and just go out there and, you know, try to get my game shaped for, you know, for the system. Maybe have, and, you know, just, you know, be valuable to play.
What do you think you've brought to the Vikings this year?
You know, a little more to add to the, you know, chemistry of things that they already had. You know, I feel like I'm a, you know, a playmaker, you know, and that's why I always say, you know, anything I can do, I put me out there, you know, kick off a turn or, you know, whatever, anywhere I can contribute, just, you know, put me out there. So, just basically a playmaker anytime.
With Willie Parker down, are you giving much thought to the rushing title? I know LT put some distance on you this last week.
You know, that would be nice, but, you know, that's not my main focus right now. You know, more important is just, you know, getting this win this Sunday. You know, and just giving us, you know, ourselves a chance. So that's really my focus.
What are you guys anticipating from the Broncos, given it's been such a long season? You know, this is the last game. What are you guys thinking? You think you're going to get their best shot, or you think this is a team that's already looking forward?
Oh, yeah, we're going to get their best shot. You know, I'm watching the Broncos and just knowing the history of, you know, their organization. You know, they're going to come in. You know, I mean, we're going to go down there. They're going to, you know, give us their best shot. You know, we know they're trying to finish strong, and that's the same thing, you know, we're trying to do, so. They're definitely not going to look at it, you know, as, well, this is our last game. You know, it is what it is. They don't come out and fight to the end.
Didn't seem like there was much problem with your transition, obviously, from college to pros. What made that transition so easy for you, that you could just step in right away and have an impact as a rookie?
If you knew Ed Mann and me, then you understand why it was so easy. Man, I met like 10 times a day. Different meetings, just going over, you know, different blitz and things like that keep me out of practice. But you know, I knew, you know, all that was just going to help me, you know, as far as down the field and just being ready, you know, for the season. So, you know, I was all up for that.
Is it frustrating going up against 8-9-man fronts when they stack up like that?
Is it frustrating? A little bit at times, but, you know, you coming in, you know what to expect. You know, I really can't remember the last time I've seen a 7-man front. You know, so, you know, it's one thing that I was thinking about this weekend that Emmett told me, I want to say after that Sunday night game? Monday night game, you know, learn how to run against 8-9-man fronts. You know, so that's something that I'm really going to, you know, focus on and, you know, just have myself better prepared to go up against 8-9 in front from now on.
With what, you know, with, you know, so many other major college programs now going through, you know, all the, basically being run like pro operations, and then, you know, you get in as a rookie and they get you ready right away. Do you sense that even as a young guy that there is that mentality that even as a rookie you got to play right away and you got to contribute?
Oh, yeah, that's the mentality I came in, you know, just stay at my bar high. And just one to come in and be a difference, you know, help the team turn around and go out there and just, you know, just the love you have for the game, you know. Just go out there and play. So, you know, I came with the attitude to, you know, do whatever I had to do to get on the field and play.
Adrian, can you take us back to that 296 against the Chargers, I think it was? Just the feeling, did you, you know, the zone you were in, what the key was to setting the record that day?
You know, I want to say my first run play was an outside zone. And I want to say it went for like maybe like 2 or 3 yards. And I don't know what it was. You know, coming in, you know about the Chargers defense. You know, Sean Marion, just the guys they have on that side of the ball. I just had a feeling after that play because I actually missed the cut and it was wide open. You know, I just had a feeling that, you know, it's going to be a pretty good day, you know. And after we went out, I think we were like 3 and out or whatever, I went to the sideline and told the guys, hey, you know, y'all just keep doing what y'all doing. You know, it was a good look on that last run. You know, I'm feeling that we going to have a big day today. And this man, sooner or later, we just kept pounding and pounding them and, you know, boom, it was opening up. So that's really how it went. Those guys did a great job of blocking up front, and the receivers did a great job of blocking downfield and backside when the play was going totally opposite way.
You think durability is the next step that you have to prove as far as, you know, going to the next? You're already at the top level, but, you know, being the best you can be.
Yeah, that, you know, that's taking care of your body. You know, you can help that out. But as far as just, you know, things happening, you know, it is football. And, it's not like it's knick-knack injuries that you're having, you know, ankle, twist ankle or anything like that. You know, it's the injuries that occur out there that, you know, you can't do anything about it. It's not like, oh, well, you're not strong enough here or anything like that. You know, this flu stuff happens sometimes. And, you know, with the LCL, and I was blessed that that's all it was. Because looking at the tape, if he would have came any sooner, you know, my foot was stuck and planted with those, inch and a half cleats on. I had it on the bottom of my shoes, then it could have been ACL or MCL instead of just the LCL. So, you know, things like that you can't control, you know. But, just really take care of your body and keep your body fresh. You know, those are things you can control. You know, those are things that I'm focusing on.
Adrian, when do you feel like the Vikings, your team, felt like it could be a playoff team? When you guys really got that confidence that you were a playoff-type team?
You know, honest, me personally, you know, I really can't speak for everybody else, but as far as we were on the street, you know, you start feeling that, you know, everybody come together and just really, okay, you know, we can do this. But I always felt like we had the ability to be a playoff team. You know, I knew we had a young quarterback that, you know, that was improving each week. And, you know, this is his first year, just really just being out there and being a starter, you know, and that's, you know, it's been hard for me as a rookie at a running back position, so I can just imagine for a quarterback. But, you know, just looking at some of the games that we lost early in the season, 3 points here or a touchdown here, you know, I always felt like that we was in those games and we just did things to kill ourselves. You know, our record would be totally different right now. You know, so, you know, I feel like, you know, this whole stretch that, you know, it was possible for us to make the playoffs. So, you know, now we put ourselves in a position that, you know, it's a must-win. You know, really, that's what it is. It's a must-win. And, you know, we'll see how the cards unfold from that point.
Do you think the guys, the veterans who went through that tough season last year, do you think they got a boost of confidence and swagger from just watching you and knowing what you brought to the table and we're going to bring to the table this year as a rookie? As far as being a playoff contender?
Yeah, I guess you can say that. You know, especially some of the offensive linemen, you know, those guys. And, you know, I get that, you know, that same feeling too, that same energy, you know, that they probably get. I get it too, you know, just seeing how those guys blocking and being honest to have the guys that's in front of me, you know, Steve Hutchinson, Matt Burke, Brian McKinney, you know, Jim Kleinsauce, just having those guys in front of me and, you know, knowing that, you know, they're some of the best in the game, you know, and knowing that those guys are up front blocking for me and things like that. So, you know, it's kind of neutral.
Who's the best running back in the National Football League?
I would say LaDainian Tomlinson.